Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how's it going? This is Vince.
Hey, Vince.
It's Vince.
Vince, how's it going?
We've been waiting on you to call.
Yeah, Vince, where you been, dude?
Oh, man, I've been working out at the shop, but I got a little bit of time to call in and talk about my girl problems today.
Oh, so you listen to the show then, right, Vince?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, are you sure we're the best people to call for help?
That's fair.
Woody and I don't have a good track record.
I'm sure if you guys are the best, but you guys are the most available for me to talk to. I can't afford a therapist right now.
That's, we are. We're available.
That's fair. What happened?
All right. So I met this girl online on one of the apps. I'm not going to mention the app because it didn't do too well for me, so I don't want to do free advertising here. But we checked off all the boxes. We got a lot of similar interests together. We got a lot in common, and so we exchanged numbers on there and started texting. And one thing led to another. We decided to plan to meet up at a New Year's Eve party at one of her friend's houses to kind of break the ice. We had a great time. It was a blast. Met her friends. And I drank a lot, I'll admit, but from what I can remember, it was a good time. And ever since then, I haven't heard from her, so I'm trying to figure out what's up.
He drank a lot, Nancy.
Well, it was New Year's Eve, Woody.
I wonder if that might have a little something to do with it.
Hey, did you get a midnight kiss?
That's the thing is I don't remember that part. That's kind of why. I don't know if that has to do with her being absent now, but just trying to figure that out.
All right.
Vince sounds like a good time.
Did he say what her name was?
What's her name, Vince?
You know what? If I'm going to take a guess here, I think it's Josie. That or Jaylene, but I'm not sure it's Josie.
This is not good. All right.
You can't even remember her name.
Josie or Jaylene. This ought to be fun. We're going to try and help you with this, Vince, okay?
Yeah, don't throw me under the bus.
Okay, we will not. We're going to give her a call, what, about 10 minutes?
Yeah.
It's the K99.1 FM, 730, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Vince, you went to a New Year's Eve party with Jolie or Jaylen or Josie.
I can't remember either.
He doesn't remember her name, so apparently you had a good time, huh?
Absolutely. Well, from what I can remember.
I mean, hey, he's being honest.
Once again, she is not answering back, so it may not be a good time for everybody we're talking about.
Can't imagine why, Nance.
Okay, me either. What shall we do?
All right, be real quiet, okay, Vince? We'll give whoever this is a call.
Give the young lady.
Yes.
Will do.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Is this, was it Josie or Jaylene, Nancy?
One of those.
No, this is Marissa. I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, wait, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Marissa, right?
It's not even close.
Yeah. Did you happen to go on a date recently on New Year's Eve with a guy named Vince?
Yeah, I did, actually.
He can't even get her name right?
That's nowhere in the ballpark.
Okay, well.
He told us your name was Josie or Jaylene.
Tell her what we're calling about.
Okay, well, we're Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, and we do a thing on our show called Second Date Update. Are you familiar?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know about this. Okay.
He called us, and I'm not going to lie, he seemed kind of fun and everything, said he had a lot to drink, and he couldn't remember your name, but he knew that we try to get hold of people, and so we have, and we just wondered what went wrong. Right, Woody?
That's it. That's why we're here.
So, he can't remember my name or what happened, but he wants to know what went wrong. Okay.
I mean, that does not bode well, does it?
Have I got a story for you guys?
Okay.
Should we sit down for this one?
I don't know. We're all ears.
Okay. Well, okay. So, I went, that was our first time we ever hung out, and I figured I would just take a shot and go out for New Year's with somebody I have never met before. And let me tell you, I am never going to do that again because I do not like this guy. So it started out fine. Like, we had a lot in common. We met on one of those apps. I usually don't date younger guys because they're immature. I prefer a little bit of an age gap just so I don't have to deal with all the crap that comes along with dating a younger guy.
But I thought it's got a chance because you seem different. And I was like, all my friends are going to be at this party, so it would be okay to meet up with somebody I don't know. But I was wrong, and he turned out to be just like every other immature guy.
Meaning?
So what happened was he had a little bit too much to drink.
Okay.
Sounds like you guys already know that.
Yeah, he told us that.
I can't remember my name or what happened. So he went missing for a little bit, and I was trying to find him. I was just looking at my phone and he disappeared. So I started hunting around for him, and he was sitting in the bathroom by himself, and there was this like decorative basket with a lid on it in there, which it wasn't for trash. It was just like just a decoration.
Kind of
like
bougie.
Decor stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fancy.
Yeah.
It was a bougie basket, if you will. And he was sitting next to that. I went and sat down next to him. I was like, are you okay? I was rubbing his back because he just looked really sick. I think he must have had too much Smirnoff. And he lifted the lid of that spooky basket and threw up all over the inside of it.
You were in the bathroom, right?
Basket or anything.
So
yeah, we were in the bathroom.
But he pukes in the basket.
Instead of the toilet, like normal person.
Instead of the toilet, yep. So that's another red flag. He must not be very smart if he's not thinking that through. But anyways, he threw up in that basket, and I was like, whoa. I kind of reacted like you might think, why wouldn't you throw up in the toilet? But anyways, I was like, all right, let me clean this up. And he was like, no. Wait. And he closed the lid, put some towels that were in the corner of the room on top of the basket and said, let's go. Let's leave. He wanted to leave without cleaning it up, leaving the basket behind full of puke. What kind of man does that? An immature one. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I don't remember any of that from that night at all. I got really drunk, as you know. So I hope
still
you took my apology seriously. I'm very sorry.
My name.
And I hope you've never been white girl wasted in your life before and did something terrible.
I don't think I've ever forgotten the name of my date, though.
Yes!
Right?
Exactly!
That's pretty important piece there, Vince.
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Marissa. I don't know where you're getting these J names from.
I can't keep up with all the dates on this app. I'm sorry.
So you guys, do you see me? I think this needs no further explanation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Vince, I mean, she said you were doing Smirnoff. So you don't remember barfing in the basket. Barfing in the bougie basket.
I swore that was the toilet.
Oh, my God, you guys, this is so funny. I was in college one time. My roommate came home, and she was so drunk. She went to the bathroom in her closet. That's not an excuse, but I've heard that before.
Been there as well.
Woody's raising his hand. Not an excuse. Right, Marissa?
I think everyone deserves second chances.
Well, I kind of agree. I mean, he messed up, Marissa. He messed up pretty bad. Didn't remember your name.
That's why it's
property.
Called second date.
Yeah.
I told my friend about what happened. Obviously, she would have found out eventually, but I told her about it. She said she never wants you to come over again anyway. So even if
Whoa.
I did want to go out with you again, you would
Whoa, hold on a second. You told
That's
her?
That's a bad place to start out from.
Marissa, you told her about that?
Of course I did.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, you know, maybe this whole second date thing maybe shouldn't happen because I don't date snitches.
You didn't even know her name!
Vince! Well, maybe I shouldn't.
This feeling is mutual, my friend. It is mutual.
Well, I think we should do our thing right now, Woody, because it's not going well.
Yeah, okay. Well, as you guys know, what we do on second date is offer that second date where we can send them out in the company limo and pay for everything, right?
Yeah. Whether you go to another party, you go to a concert, maybe you go to dinner, but
you both have to say yes or it's all gone.
Do I have the option to switch
no.
the dates?
Oh!
Maybe we can call Josie.
Yeah, Josie or Jaylene.
Yeah, call Josie. I'll go out with her.
Yeah, that's not possible. I'm sorry, Vince. What about you there, Marissa?
Yeah, that's a no from me.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.